Case number 10,303, Yeso Hiro and Emmy Sano, northeast of Route 1, northeast of Isaac Drive, being Lot 30 within Midway Park subdivision, a variance from front yard setback requirement.
Name and address. Are they going to testify? Okay. You swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Okay. Would you folks just have a seat right there?
I'm Ted Spengos from Atlantis Homes. I'm the construction manager for Atlantis of Millsboro. And Mr. and Mrs. Sano are purchasing a home to be placed on Isaac's Drive in Rehoboth, known as Midway Park Subdivision. They've already purchased the lot, and we would like to have a 16-foot variance from the required 30-foot setback. This would place this home in line with all the other homes in this, on the same street. We've submitted a plan with that home in line with the other homes to the Homeowners Association, and they've approved it. So their preference is that we line the house up with all the other homes that are currently there, which is four homes to the right of this lot. Do you have a copy of the survey? Yeah.
Yes, they should have.
Appreciate you applying before the fact.
Right. Trying to make it our policy.
That's good.
Is the size of this home comparable to the others in the area?
This is a pretty old subdivision, so you have some single wides. Actually, most of the ones on this side of the road are single wides, possibly with some additions. There are some other new double wides probably that have, you know, been replacement. They're all basically perpendicular to the road, as this survey shows. So
they're all. Do we have any averaging, or don't we?
Well, we don't average in back in that area without asking for
they do average. That's what our choice was, but there's
no house
on the
here.
Other side, so I'm told that would have been 30 feet.
Right.
So that makes this house 17, the others are 14. Then when they put a house next door, then they're going to average, and then they're going to be, you know, 16. So you're going to have 14, 14, 14, 17, 6. It's going to be all jagged.
Plus, the surveyor has to take a lot for 30 feet. In other words, a lot.
So we've approved all the variances, or they're just non-conforming?
We've approved variances. Yeah, it's an old lot. It's right across from McDonald's. If you go back. Back in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Off of Route 1.
Yeah. There's a bank there in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Where McDonald's is there on 24?
Midway?
Midway. Right.
Dunkin' Donuts is there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually probably closer. It's a little back from Route 1.
Yeah, but Midway Theater.
Park.
Right back to the theater.
Yeah, behind the theater. Right
back to the theater.
This lot doesn't go to the corner, then. This is an interior.
Well, no, that's correct. There's the one next to it is on the corner.
No, this doesn't.
Howard Drive and East Isaacs, that would be the corner.
You got 29 right there and 28 behind. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Quinn? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there's obviously, excuse me, some uniqueness in the size of the lot. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property considering the other adjacent properties. I don't see where to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The minimum is afforded relief. I make a motion we approve case number 10,303.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,303. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.